What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I just dropped off my kids, and it's snowing outside. How great is that?
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets? How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, I'm driving home in the snow, and I wanted something on my head that I don't know exactly the answer to it, but I wanted to bring it up because in any career, anything you're doing, there's always like, I don't know, there's people that last a long time, and there's people who have success and then they don't last a long time, right? And specifically, I was this morning reading, for those of you guys who are UFC fans, this last weekend was a crazy PBB card. I was never into UFC until COVID hit, and then I started watching it, and now I'm like obsessed, and I can't like miss a fight, which is kind of funny. Because I don't watch sports. I don't watch football. I don't watch basketball. I don't even watch wrestling. Wrestling's not on TV though. Actually, if it was, I would watch it, so I'm not going to lie. But UFC, I got into it, and I love it. And like last weekend, Amanda Nunes, who's like literally supposed to be undefeatable, got defeated, which was crazy, and a bunch of other things. But one fight specifically was this guy named Cody, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Gobrandt or something like that. Anyway, doesn't matter. So Cody basically, in 2007, became UFC champ. Like, just an amazing, won this, you know, beat the champ, dethroned him, and it was just this huge deal. And then he's lost like the last seven fights in a row. I think he won one, but lost basically seven fights in a row, and hasn't, you know, ever since he was the champ, hasn't been able to get it back again, which is interesting. And you see other people like that in the UFC, where they go and they win a championship, and then they never win again. Like you become like one week, you know, one, you're the best in the world, and then you never you never win another fight again, or you win very few. And you got other people, you know, like someone like Usman, who wins it and then wins another one, and has won like 10 matches, in, you know, 10 title defenses in a row. And for those who don't follow UFC, you know, this doesn't make any sense to you, but just conceptually, like, what makes it so that one person can become a champion, you know, the best in the world, and then never win again, versus someone else who becomes a champion, best in the world, and then defends their title 10 times or 20 times, whatever it ends up being, right? I started thinking about that in business, because it's kind of similar. I've been doing this now, I think I'm in my 20th year, which is crazy. So I've been playing this game for a while. And last night I was hiring a copywriter for a really cool project I'm working on. So I was going back in time trying to find offers in the past that have been successful. So, you know, Russell's a core funnel hacker. In my head, I've got like, okay, I remember in, you know, 12 years ago, 18 years ago, 3 years ago, like all the people had similar offers in the past. And so I go and I find them, and I have to go to a site called the Wayback Machine, because most of these offers are dead now. But I go to the Wayback Machine, type in the old URL, and boom, it pulls up the old offer, which is really cool. So I was looking, I was trying to remember all the old offers that were similar to this new one that we're creating that's going to launch probably in January or February. And I was going in there, finding them all, and I found this one that I remember when it launched. It was like the offer, and I remember the person who launched, I'm not going to say their name because this person pulled a Cody Gobrandt. I'm saying his name wrong. Anyway, a Cody, where they had the offer. Like, they created this offer. They were out of the gate. They were a newer marketer. And for some reason, this offer just crushed it. It was right message, right timing, right everything. And I remember being so jealous because this offer did, I don't know, probably $10 million in sales over the period of a couple months, and it was like a $37 offer with some upsells and downsells. But again, for whatever reason, it was like perfect message to market match, right? Like, it was the right message for the market at the time, and it just crushed it. Okay. And I started thinking about those guys. I'm like, whatever happened to the people who launched that offer? Like, they were young, cool dudes, like people loved them, you know, and they had the offer, like better than any offer I'd ever had at that time. And I was just like so jealous, but I haven't seen them since. And it makes me wonder, like, what happened? You know, and I remember I've seen them launch other offers. I remember they contacted me. I remember because the time I was trying to broker their leads to a call center, and then they kind of screwed me. And so I remember after that watching them do, you know, another offer, but none of their other offers hit. Like, that one hit, and they did a bunch of other ones, none of them ever hit. And I look back now and again, they're gone. And I can tell you in the almost 20 years I've been doing this, I have seen so many people come into the scene, have a good offer, launch it, make a ton of money, and then we never see them again. And there's other people who have been doing this now, like me, for 2 decades, or Dan Kennedy for 4 decades, right? Or Tony Robbins, or people who have longevity, that have been doing this way longer and are still doing this. And it makes me think about that. Like what makes you know, somebody go and become the UFC champ of the world, have the best offer in the world, and then never have another win again, versus the person who's title defense 10 times, who's had 10, 20, 30 winning offers, and they're like, what's the big difference? And so I don't know if I know all the answers or the exact answer, but I want to propose what I think is the biggest reason in our world that somebody wins long-term. Because I think anybody could create a really good offer, right? You get the right hook, story, offer, get the right message, get the right timing, get the right, all the things. It's not hard to get an offer that's going to crush. Well, I'm not going to say it's not hard. It's hard, takes a lot of work. But if you get it right, you know, I've seen people who make more money in one offer than, you know, than the average person will make in 10 lifetimes. So if you get it right, it's, you know, the amount of money you can make really, really quickly is huge. But then, like, longevity. Again, most people, like, I've been doing this now for so long, I can tell you the people that were around when I got started are few and far between. If I mention most of those names, for the most part, you wouldn't know any of them. You might know one or two of them, but for the most part, you know, the people who were the legends, who were the biggest names in the world, their longevity has not lasted. And so I wonder, like, what causes that? And I want to propose, I think the biggest thing is to create an offer, it's, you know, hook, story, offer. Like, that's the, you know, you get the right sales letter, you get the right offer, you get the right message, the right ads, like all kinds of stuff. It hits, it blows up. But the people who have been around for more than an offer, people who have had 10 title defenses, you know, 10 good offers, 20 good offers, whatever, and they're still around, it's not so much just the offer. The offer is part of it. The key is the relationship. It's the community. It's what happens after the offer. Right, I look at these dudes who had this offer back 10 years ago. They crushed it. They outdid every offer I'd ever dreamed of. They launched it. They sold a bunch. But then I was on their list, right? And what happened to their list? They emailed other people's offers. They sold other things. And eventually I lost interest in them and I went away. Like, they were so focused on monetizing the list and making money from the data, whatever you want to call it, right? Selling them thing after thing after thing, that eventually I stopped opening the emails. I stopped reading because it wasn't like I came in because they had this offer, right? It was exciting. It was interesting. It was new. And then they didn't keep talking about it. They stopped talking about it. They shifted to the next thing. They promoted this person's offer, the next one. They created a new offer. And like they kept shifting. Where I want to propose the reason why I've been doing this for so long, and I would say that I was on the same path as these guys probably the first decade of my business. First decade, I was launching offer after offer after offer, and there's nothing wrong with launching a lot of offers. In fact, you need to. In fact, most of you will do better by launching more offers. But the difference is the offers have to stack, right? Like, if you come into the Russell Brunson world, you can ask anyone, like, what does Russell teach? What does he do? Like, there's one word that's going to come to your mind. What is that? It's funnels, right? Like, okay, Russell comes in, you learn funnels. But then inside of funnels, I have a whole bunch of offers that stack upon that new opportunity, right? The new opportunity I bring people in is a funnel. But then I have offers that stack upon that. Does that make sense? So like, we have funnel scripts, but it's how to write the copy for your funnel. We've got traffic secrets, which is how to get traffic to your funnel. We have expert secrets, which is how to tell your story inside your funnel. We've got, you know, every single offer I've created all comes back down to the same thing. It's all stacking on the same opportunity. So that way I don't have to like resell my audience each time. My audience is already sold on the core principle of the thing I'm talking about. And everything I'm doing day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out is stacking on the opportunity. So what happens is the culture, the brand, the people get deeper and deeper and deeper, as opposed to like, here's an offer, we made a bunch of money, now we shift a new offer and then a new offer, because eventually one of your offers isn't going to work, right? And I have tons of offers that we've sold, but they haven't worked as an offer, like to go buy ads and drive traffic and things like that. But they do work to my list, because my list loves me. My list, you know, is looking for like other ways to do funnels better, right? Like that's the new opportunity people came into my world for. And so when I'm stacking and I'm adding new opportunities on top of that, that is the key, right? And so it's all about the community. It's all about the relationship. It's all about not giving your audience schizophrenia by changing things over and over and over again, but instead going deeper and like doubling down and like really believing what you're believing. I think that these guys who I saw this offer from a decade ago, if they would have doubled that, like even today, like the offer I was looking at, I'm like, this offer would convert today. But they stopped promoting that. They stopped promoting all the concepts around that. And they went to the next thing that was all over the place. I see right now happening in our world. All these people who were experts at their thing. And now we've got Bitcoin and then NFTs and stuff. And now they're like shifting to the next thing. And not that there's anything wrong with that, right? Like there's probably going to be a day, I guarantee, in the near future. Not near future, but in the future where I'm going to sell an NFT, right? But it's not going to be an NFT on some random like magic monkey that's dancing around. Because it's not doubling down on the new opportunity someone came in with, right? They came into my world, they're entrepreneurs. And so like, if and when I was to do an NFT or something like that, it's going to be doubling down on the core message, right? It's going to be somehow amplifying the things I'm already talking about, right? It's not going to be this whole new thing where people are now shifting focus and moving over to a different spot, like all those kind of things. Does that make sense? So anyway, for you guys is to think about that, like, if you haven't read the Expert Secrets book is where I talk about new opportunity. And it's interesting because Dan Kennedy did a whole course called Opportunity Concepts about this, which is so good. And I'm actually working on two projects right now. One is the January newsletter for the No BS newsletter. If you haven't subscribed yet, go to nobsletter.com. But the No BS newsletter, January issue is all about new opportunity. I had Dan write a bunch of stuff. I wrote a bunch of stuff like going deep on like this concept of a new opportunity, right? Like we got to create a new opportunity. What is your new opportunity? And so there's kind of that piece of it. But so, and then I'm also working on another book project with Dan about new opportunity. Cause it's like the key, right? Like you don't give somebody improvement or repair as a front end. The front end has got to be this, here's this new opportunity. This is like the opportunity that's going to shift everything for you. That's how you lead the conversation, bring somebody in. And Expert Secrets talk about it being an opportunity switch. Like you're taking them from their old opportunity to a new opportunity. That's the initial switch. And after they come in, then we do what we call an opportunity stack, which is now they've moved with you into this new opportunity. Now you're stacking things on top of that. So for me, the new opportunity is funnels. And now we're stacking on funnel scripts. We're stacking on fill your funnel. We're stacking on all these different things to double down, triple down, quadruple down on the new opportunity. So I hope that makes sense. That's the power we're talking about. That's the core key thing that you got to understand to be able to be around a long time. Because anyone could have one hit on wonder. You can have an offer, you can win a championship, but if you want to be able to be around for the long term, it comes down to one opportunity switch. Every company should have one and only one opportunity switch. I'm a big believer in. After you've switched somebody into your opportunity, then you stack opportunities on top of that. The people who are losing are people going opportunity switch, opportunity switch, opportunity switch, and keep switching people over and over and over again, and gives your audience literal schizophrenia. We got to focus on one opportunity switch and then opportunity stacking after that. So hope that helps. For those who understand it, I hope that was a nugget that kind of gets you thinking differently. If that doesn't make sense to you and you want to go a little deeper on this, make sure you understand it. Go read Expert Secrets. Get the new updated hardbound version and go read the section on new opportunity and hopefully that'll help you. And or get on the No BS newsletter ASAP and get the January issue because I go deep into it there as well. All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you all. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kennedy and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.